Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome into our KER Politics. Big Stuffed Up Al is here with you, along with his, certainly his co-host, Jim McKinney. We're going to talk about a number of issues today on KER Politics. We're going to start out how I personally believe China is winning a major war with the United States. The average American doesn't even know that we're at war with the Chinese right now, but trust me, when Jimmy and I used to spend a lot of time interviewing a gentleman from the Epoch Times by the name of Josh Phillips, the Epoch Times is spot on when it comes to how they feel China is taking over the U.S. China is doing it through the minds of people who American citizens who don't even know it. Jimmy brought up a good example of that when we were talking off mic and preparing for the show. Jimmy talked about all you got to do is look at the press. I would bring up all you got to look at the amount of illegal drugs that are coming into this country, and a lot of that is being facilitated by China. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
Yeah, there's no question in my mind that the Chinese are using what Josh Phillips from the Epoch Times talked about previously on our shows as the unrestricted warfare policy, basically in all aspects of power, using every avenue that they possibly can to influence and to, without military action, overtake people. Now, you know, this is not new. The United States, for really since World War II, has been involved in exporting ideology, and not as a conscious effort, but because of the success of the United States and the desire for people to be associated with it, our media, our information, our quality of life, the aspirations, and then the freedoms that were actually afforded to Americans became a really strong precedent that actually people love to be involved with. Hollywood movies, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Now that's actually turned kind of a corner to where now those same those same institutions or organizations that used to spread American information or propaganda, as people would call it, are now actually spreading Chinese propaganda and being used very effectively by an authoritarian regime in order to control people in many, many different ways. And I think, you know, when you look at the NBA and how they've kowtowed to them, when you look at large big tech companies like Microsoft and Apple and how they've bowed down to the Chinese with their technologies, when you look at almost every major manufacturer that now operates out of China to save a few bucks, you see that they have bowed to the woke ideologies and to the influence of an authoritarian government while bashing the same liberties and the freedoms that made them rich in the first place in America. And
you know, Jimmy, when you talk about woke ideologies, I did a fair amount of reading on that this week, and it's interesting. The Chinese, I give them credit for being too smart to not get involved in woke ideologies. Woke ideologies really are, in my opinion, one of the ideologies, or a group of the ideologies, or if you want to call it that, that are going to take down the United States. Give me your comments on what I just said, Jim.
So the Chinese do not buy into the same thought processes that are being perpetuated in American pop culture right now.
Right.
You know, they don't. In fact, they just outlawed feminine male characters in any of their media. They outlawed gay appearing men. They outlaw anybody that has any question about their policies, and it's against the law. You will go to jail if you question Chinese government policies. At the same time, they are perpetuating and helping facilitate organizations through a variety of means. Through information flow in America, through influential corporate media outlets, and actually having those big companies perpetuate these same ideologies that they won't support in their country, but they're actually forcing them to respond in the United States to Black Lives Matter. You know, the massive funding that maybe much of corporate America provided to a bunch of crooks and people on a false narrative. the arguments with the teachers unions. You know, these are, again, socialist ideologies and, you know, that are, you know, trying to spread gender identity to kindergartens around the nation. And
yep.
Randy Weingartner, the head of the teachers union, just basically said this is like warfare. These are the ideologies that they, the Chinese, through very sophisticated methods, are spreading on us while they protect themselves from the same thing. And they fund it, they resource it in many ways. They support it in the U.S. They love the division. And of course, that is what will be the demise of this nation if, in fact, people don't realize and wake up what's happening.
Yeah. You know, the question I have is, how effective do you think the Chinese are in getting into the minds of American citizens? I would have to say on a 1 to 10, they're probably at about a 9. What do you think?
Well, I'd say the best example of Chinese influence on the American psyche, and the media, again, these corporations perpetuated it, was the COVID-19 response. COVID-19 in particular, how they used social media, how they used U.S. mainstream media corporations to perpetuate this myth that COVID was going to kill everybody, and then to show the fear and the panic of how they responded, which set a precedent which shut down our economy in the United States because of popular pressure from the media and these corporations that were selling that. And of course, that is directly linked to the pharmaceutical companies that have been involved in perpetuating and influencing people to get these vaccinations, where they're making a fortune as they're being paid by the government. And of course, that's our taxpayer dollars. People complain about giving, you know, $1 billion to Ukraine, but we're giving hundreds of billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies to actually hurt our lives. So that's yep. how the Chinese have created fear and panic in the Americans. And yes, it is very much influential and controls America right now with those types of fears and panic.
Yeah. I have to say that the war is being won, and it's not being won by Christianity or Judaism, if you want to call those major philosophies, and I certainly do. It's being called by wokeism, which is a major philosophy that I am deeply, deeply against, for lack of better terms. I think I would go so far as to say, I think that the woke philosophy is one of the largest disincentives that are out there. You know, being strongly incentivized by the way life in the United States used to be, capitalism, et cetera, is one of, and a sense of honesty, is one of the things that made America a great country, Jim. And unfortunately, right now, having just spent a bit of time in Seattle and seeing firsthand what's going on down there with the tent cities, et cetera, we are very, very definitely away from being one of the strongest countries in the world. And I think the answer, quite frankly, among our listeners who have gotten away from just spewing anger, for lack of better terms, I think the answer really comes in non-secular ways. Something that out-of-the-box Jerry has been talking about since he started on the show around the turn of the century, something that Holy Grail is now talking about. You know, I know that you and your family are very non-secular in the sense that you have a prayer session every evening with the family, and I certainly admire you for doing that. And I think that's one of the reasons that one of your oldest sons, I think, was a valedictorian at the high school, is because I think he's got high values. High values are what kept this country at one time really great. We no longer have high values. We now put up with what I would call aberrations, like tent cities, like people starving in some of these tents, etc., etc. I'm no longer proud of America, but I'm doing everything I can to try and make it a much better place. You guys, Jimmy and I are going to be back to take over the second half of KER Politics right after the top of the hour news. Listen, hope you do, and comment.